From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has tapped South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley to be the country's next ambassador to the United Nations. The 44-year-old daughter of Indian immigrants is serving her second term as governor. Ben Carson, a retired neurosurgeon and a former Republican presidential hopeful, said he had been offered a cabinet position as housing and urban development chief, but it is not clear if he plans to accept. Charter school advocate Betsy DeVos has been chosen for education secretary. Meanwhile, Democrat Hillary Clinton has now amassed more than a 2 million vote lead over U.S. President-elect Donald Trump in the popular vote. The vote count is continuing in some states, including California. No matter how large it ends up, though, Clinton's popular vote lead will not change the outcome of the November 8th election. She will become the fifth presidential candidate in U.S. history to win the popular vote, but lose the election in the Electoral College. Iraqi-led forces say they have completely surrounded the city of Mosul, effectively cutting off Islamic State forces from supply routes to their main stronghold in Raqqa, Syria. The paramilitary force, Hashid al-Shabi, says it has linked up with Kurdish forces along the road that runs from Tal Afar to Sinjar, cutting off access to the road that leads to Syria. Pakistan says cross-border gunfire from India Wednesday killed at least 11 civilians in the Neelam Valley of Kashmir. It says three of its soldiers were also killed. The Pakistani military says retaliatory fire by its troops killed at least seven Indian soldiers. India has not yet responded to the claims. The latest skirmishes came a day after the Indian Army vowed retribution for the killing of three of its soldiers. This is VOA News.